Hey, everybody, it's Mike here again with another, and I think, yeah, our final interview with somebody running for governor, our beers with a candidate. We made it through almost everybody on the list at this point, trying to have some actual conversations before the ballots go out. Today, it's one of the front runners, Democrat and billionaire Tom Steyer. You probably know him. There's been plenty of commercials. He ran for president once. The co-host of the morning show here on KNX, my co-host, Margaret Carrero, sat down with him, so I'm going to bring you some of their conversation now.
Oh, thank God I'm not drinking that dark beer.
What? You don't like the dark beer?
Is that stout?
Tom Steyer had a light beer, non-alcoholic, when he sat down with Margaret, who took him out when I was out of town, and he had just come from a gas station.
Well, there's one gas station in LA that has really crazy prices.
The Chevron downtown.
And it ain't over. This should be a spur for us to deploy all the cheap, clean energy. Solar, the sun and the wind doesn't have to go through the Strait of Hormuz. You know what? They can't cut us off. We're depending on Russia, Venezuela, Iraq, Iran, you know, the whole Persian Gulf, and Texas. It's like, okay, how about if we just be independent? How about if California declares energy independence? How about that?
He mentioned solar there. He's big on clean energy. You might have seen the commercials. Actually, you probably have. Everyone has seen the commercials by now. There's been so many.
You know, I've been saying we need to get rid of the monopoly power of these three electric monopolies. San Diego, if you go to PG&E territory, SoCal Edison, they charge us twice as much for electricity as the rest of the United States. The two things we need to do are change the oversight, because they have very perverse incentives. Their incentives are for them to make money, not for them to create cheap electricity. And secondly, enable, legalize local competition. Let's say you and I own a warehouse. You know what? Let's stick solar panels all on the top of that warehouse. Let's use it for the electricity for all our customers. And let's, you know, have a local grid and sell it very closely and use the existing wires.
He's got an example here about cell phones.
So if you have a cell, I would say this because it's always here. Okay, I want this cell phone to be as cheap with as many applications and as many, you know, uses and as sleek and attractive as possible. Because if I don't, you'll buy a Samsung. It's competition. But when you have a monopoly, it's like, okay, let me explain to you. We're doubling your electric rates and our service is gonna be half as good. And you know what? What do you wanna do about it? We're a monopoly. You have no choice.
Let's talk about housing, because, I mean, listen, we hear people running for office all the time, offering all these grandiose things that they say they're gonna do, and we don't see it materialize. How are you different in this? How are you going to build the homes you say you're going to build and make them affordable for people? Because, I mean, millennials, Gen Z, they're like, how in the world am I going to afford a home?
I know.
Especially in California.
I always say to people, there's no silver bullet. It's silver buckshot. There are multiple issues, and all of them are urgent. Starts with permitting. I was one of the people who pushed hard for a redo of CEQA last year because I felt like it was being used to stop any housing. And do we still have multiple overlapping expensive permitting processes that take way too long or way too expensive? Yes. You know, this is a classic situation where we have so many laws in place and so many overlapping regulations and people, they just take way too long and they're redundant. I've worked for years on environmentalism. I'm not for somebody who says, you know, let's build everything, it doesn't matter. I do think it matters.
Right.
We have to do it faster, we have to do it cheaper, and we have to get an answer faster, period. So one is permitting, two zoning. I believe really strongly we need to build more densely around public transportation, and that means building up. It doesn't mean building sprawl. And that's the second really important thing. Third thing is we need to lower the cost per square foot. And everyone's like, well, how do we do that?
Exactly, that was my next question. How do you do it?
And the answer is we do industrial construction offsite and then we assemble it onsite. And the fourth one is this. Cities and counties don't want to permit housing. And sometimes their fees are as much as 20% of the cost of the house. You think, why is that true? The answer is, housing for cities and counties since Prop 13 is an unfunded mandate. It's basically me saying to you, Mr. or Miss City, okay, you know, we want you to build 10,000 houses, and those people are going to take education and health services that you don't have the money for. And you're like, no, you know, you want me to permit stuff. I can't service it. You're killing me. To which my answer is, okay, that I'm the person who's running for governor, who's saying on day one, I will call a special election and close a corporate real estate boom ball worth $20 billion a year.
Are you talking about the one that included the offices and strip malls in Prop 13?
Yes. It's the corporate part. And Disneyland. Look, Prop 13, if you look, there's a direct correlation between when we stop building houses and Prop 13.
It's everyday Californians who have trouble affording homes, right? They can't get that down payment. So Tom Steyer's a billionaire. Margaret asked him, can you relate?
How does a billionaire who is engaged in high finance really understand, really relate to what the average person goes through, struggling to keep the lights on, keep food on the table, put gas in the car, just to be able to make ends meet, to live a decent life?
Yeah, to a billionaire.
I know. I say two things. One is, I see my job, and I've done this for 14 years since I left my business, as going around the state and looking people in the eye and asking them what's going on with their life. So that I know, so that I don't live in a bubble, so that I'm not surrounded by privilege, but I'm actually surrounded by the working people of California. And the second thing I'd say is this, and you said it, we need somebody who's gonna get results. Talk is cheap. You know, the way the right wing always says about every serial, you know, mass murder, we send our hopes and prayers. It's like, no more hopes and prayers. Sick of hopes and prayers. We want results. Look, I'm someone who's gotten results this whole life. Not just in business, but in terms of taking on the corporate special interests at the ballot box and beating them three times. I've registered 1.2 million Californians. We've run a nonprofit community bank for over 20 years that's in the billions of dollars, providing, we've financed 17,000 low-income housing units. You know, actually going to the places that commercial banks won't go and supporting the communities where every loan is based on what is the economic impact for the community and the environmental sustainability as a result. We've been running a 20-person research organization in Sacramento that works on every single progressive bill that's been going on for 11 years. It's about getting results. And so, you know, if you say to me, do you understand what this problem is? Of course I understand what this problem is. And I'm talking to people every day and I don't live in a bubble. And in fact, my whole goal is not, I didn't just decide this is a problem. I have a long track record of addressing these issues, both in terms of public policy and at the ballot box, and also in terms of creating organizations outside politics to address them.
And finally, we're circling back to what he made his name for. After his business career, the environmental activism, have people shied away from the idea that climate change is a huge issue lately?
So I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second. When I take on the electric utilities and we put solar on the roof and batteries in your garage, that is environmentalism. When we zone densely around public transportation, you know what that's called? Environmentalism. Everything that I'm talking about is to reach net zero way before 2045, to use our technology that Californians invented and deploy it like crazy around our own state, to drop the cost to Californians on a monthly basis, to build companies around it, and to lead the world. And that's what we're trying to do. I mean, my environmental program is very simple. Polluters pay, period. The numbers from the natural world, terrible, terrible. The technology, fantastic. The cost of technology, plummeting. This is our chance. So when you're talking to me, one is make the polluters pay. Two is start with environmental justice in every decision and people from that community. Three is deploy the hell out of the clean, cheap technology that exists. And four, we can build a huge business sucking CO2 out of the air and sticking it in the ground in the ocean. Those California technologies, California businesses, we can change the world doing that and make a lot of money.
I would like to have a beer again, but I see you're drinking your coffee.
My day is not done, Margaret. It is not close to done.
All right, that's a wrap on these, the beers with the candidates. Started as a simple idea, just talk politics, like calmly at a bar, right? Share a drink. Thanks for being here for this one. And all of them, if you've been listening, if you haven't, we've done Antonio Villaraigosa, Matt Mahan, Katie Porter, Chad Bianco, Betty Yee before she suspended her campaign, and Javier Becerra. And now you just heard Tom Steyer. We did not interview Eric Swalwell before the controversy broke, the allegations, and he dropped out and resigned from Congress. He was actually the only candidate not to express an interest in sitting down for one of these. Steve Hilton did, the Republican candidate, but it was hard to get scheduled. But Steve Hilton, you're welcome here anytime. Thanks for listening.